necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, so that means it's Casual Friday.
Casual Friday. Always fun in the studio when Elisa Profumo is in. What's that?
It's a really good song.
We decided not to talk about nutritional idiocy. We're going to play country western music today for Casual Friday.
Do you have your boots on?
Yeah. Why is this song significant, Elisa?
Well, we went to see Lady Antebellum last night.
That was a great concert, wasn't it?
It was great.
And this happens to be our favorite song.
Yes.
Because when you and I first started dating, I was still in Phoenix.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this song was like a bonding song for us.
Yes.
You don't want to talk about it, do you? Okay. Anyway.
We went to the concert last night, and I had to go to the first aid center.
Yes. Elisa got into a fight with a girl over a corn dog.
I did not. I got blisters on my feet from walking so much, and I didn't have cowboy boots on. I didn't know I should wear cowboy boots. I guess they would have been more comfortable. But anyway, so I had to go get Band-Aids for my blisters.
I got blisters on my fingers. You don't know what that is, do you? That's
no.
A line from the Beatles. Okay. No. Anyway. So we had to go to the first aid, and they actually made us sign a log.
For the Band-Aids.
Yeah, for the Band-Aids. Yeah, they gave us Band-Aids. So that was kind of fun.
But, you know, okay, so I was looking online, and Band-Aid actually makes a product that's called Friction Block Stick.
Yes.
And you rub it on your feet. It's a lubricating formula that glides on smoothly to instantly reduce rubbing on the skin. So I should get some of that to rub on my feet, like when I'm running or sprinting or when I'm wearing heels when I shouldn't be.
I don't think you need it when you're running and sprinting, but I definitely think you could use it when you wear, because women, for the sake of fashion,
mm-hmm.
torture themselves, in my opinion, to put their feet into, look at those, like some of the high heels that women wear, drive all of your weight into the toe of your shoe, and your toes are just crunched in there.
Right. Well, these were wedge heels.
Right.
So and, you know, like platform sort of.
Do you want to give a shout out to whose shoes you wear?
No, that's okay. So they're kind of platforms, but still they were a little uncomfortable. But this friction block stick, it says it forms an invisible barrier, making it ideal for open-toed shoes, which is what I had on.
Yeah, I should get some of that for myself, too, then, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, anyway, it was a great concert.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
And I like that song.
And Lee Bryce opened up for them, and he was a pretty talented guy, too.
I'd never heard of him.
I'm not a big country western guy. The funny thing is, I used to listen to country western when I lived in Brooklyn.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because I always thought that, like, you know, living in the country was the ideal thing. When you live in the city, you want to live in the country. When you live in the country, you want to live in the city. So, you know.
So, anyway, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that you're addicted to supplements?
I happen to know that. Actually, when I first started doing this show, people used to say very insulting things about me.
Why?
I don't know. Because anytime you do a show, there's always haters out there. And Anthony Roberts was the first person to say to me once, you're officially famous. You have haters now. And but I remember stumbling on a website. I don't remember what it was. It was a forum. And someone posted talking about the radio show. And they said, Carl Lenore never met a supplement he didn't like.
Okay, so on the Anabolic Minds forum, you know, I get newsletters from them.
Yeah,
and on I think it was a few days ago, on their newsletter from a few days ago, it said, you are addicted to supplements if, and now this is a checklist for you, okay?
Yeah, please.
If your personal stash looks like a pharmacy.
Check.
Your mailman rings the bell, and you don't know what will be inside the package.
That happens often, right? Check. How many times do I go to the door and go, oh, there's a package out here. I wonder what this is.
You give away a half-used bottle of the revolutionary product of the last month because the new 1% improved version just came out, and it must be yours.
I don't know. I can't agree with that one totally, but I do give away unused products when I decide I don't want them anymore. Yes.
You take more time taking your caps with meals than to eat the meal itself.
No, that's not true of me.
You already have a nutraceutical or more for every condition you may have, from cold to migraine?
I'd say 50%.
You love to be the guinea pig of all new exciting compounds that come on the market?
That's an abso-flippin-lutely for me. In fact, when I used to be on the Mind and Muscle forum, underneath my avatar, it said 250-pound Wistar rat. You know what Wistar rats are? The ones that they use in studies?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 250-pound Wistar rat, yeah.
And then the last one, you beg supplement companies to give you a free trial of anything.
Before I started the radio show, that's true, but now they send me stuff. I get stuff. I get bottles of stuff in the mail sometimes, you know, because they want me to talk about it on the show. And well, so I love it.
That's good for you.
Yeah, I love
since
it.
Since you're addicted to supplements.
I love it. I love it. Yes, it's true. I am.
So on Thursday night, we did a webinar with Life Extension.
That was cool. Dr. Michael Smith, yes.
He's a really good teacher.
Yeah, he is. You know why? He talks English. He's not trying to impress you with his vocabulary and his grasp of medicine. He's trying to reduce things to the easiest possible way to understand it.
So, you know, they have those webinars all the time, so I think that I want to start doing those more often.
Yeah, they're cool.
That one was on food sensitivity.
Yes, and I learned a lot of good things. Like, I have certain food sensitivities, and I'm finally going to get them under control. I'm not going to ignore my body any longer.
You know, one interesting thing that he talked about was the tart cherry extract.
Yeah.
And he said if you take 1,200 milligrams a day of that it would be comparable to taking anti-inflammatories.
Yes. They compared it to, not diclofenac, but another very powerful anti-inflammatory. There was actually a clinical trial where tart cherry extract outperformed this particular very, very powerful NSAID.
Is it INDOMERTHCIN?
Maybe.
Does that sound?
I don't know what it was. I thought it started with, that could be it. I just don't remember the name off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yes, it was a really, really great webinar. More people should get involved. If you don't already belong to Life Extension Foundation, you should join. And if you don't already get a copy of Life Extension Magazine, you can get a free 6-month subscription by going to superhumanradio.com. And down on the bottom right hand side, you can get a free 6-month subscription. It's a great magazine.
It really is.
Yeah. So what else? What's going on, Elisa? Today we have a great show planned. We're
going
to be talking about nutritional idiocy, of course.
We are. And then we have a guest on today as well, Mark Dame.
And you know, I know we mispronounced his name last time. I'm sure he'll correct us today, but I believe it's Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to talking with him.
Yeah, great fan of the show, great contributor to the knowledge here, and a guy who has really picked up the ball with his family and integrated all aspects of nutrition and physical culture in with his kids as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Elisa. I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that the Twinkie now has competition. You know, it is well known that you can take Twinkies, and even after exposure to Fukushima-esque radiation, they are still exactly the same as they were when they were put in their package, soft and spongy and easily edible. So it's said that after the end of the world, the only thing that will be left will be cockroaches and Twinkies, and the cockroaches will obviously eat the Twinkies, and then they'll die finally, because the poison of the Twinkies will finally kill them. But now I'm hearing that the Twinkies have competition thanks to a new preservative.
There's a chemical that makes food fresh forever.
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 Forever. This is great.
According to this, discovered by accident, the naturally occurring bison preservative?
It's B-I-S-I-N,
right?
Yeah, bison, bison.
Bison could be injected into our food stuff as soon as it gets the thumbs up from regulators.
Yes, and we know that the FDA is going to say, hey, yeah, anything that makes food last forever has got to be good.
And then there'd be no need to throw out food, as the shelf life is prolonged for years.
Yeah.
With this. It's like a Frankenfurter food.
Yeah, Frankenstein food. You know what? I think that they're also the mortuary industry is also trying to use Bissin to embalm dead bodies with as well.
Well, it's patented and was discovered by microbiologists at the University of Minnesota and is apparently safe to consume.
Oh, sure. Of course it's safe to consume. Obviously, anything that makes food resistant to oxidation and resistant to mold and resistant to everything that is natural and naturally occurring in nature surely has to be safe to eat.
It reportedly kills bacteria, prevents E. coli, salmonella, and listeria from growing.
Yes, but guess what? Anything that causes those bacteria to grow, which are the bad, also causes the good bacteria to stop growing as well. So what will it do to the friendly flora in your lining of your stomach? I mean, you know what? Anybody who says, and guess what? Listen, it makes food last forever, and guess what? It's safe to eat. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. I don't even have to look at the science. I can tell you're an idiot. You eat it. Let them eat it in Minnesota. Unbelievable.
I know.
And guess what? It's safe to eat. Yeah. Well, you know what I say? All the guys who found it, feed it to your infants and your children and your wife. Feed it to them and for the next 30, 40 years, and then we'll see what happens to you before we start putting it in the food.
And the article also says, well, we'd have to buy less food, therefore saving money.
Oh, yeah. Buy less food. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you wouldn't have to throw anything out.
It would
be good forever.
No, in fact, an unknown effect of it is that the food comes out exactly as the way it looked when it went in, so you can eat your food two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That, I'm telling you. It's coming. They're going to feed us our poop sooner or later. You'll see. they're gonna do it. Oh, boy. You want to take a quick commercial break, Alisa?
Sure, and then we'll be on with Mark.
Alisa is the one that's running the show today, folks, because we're getting her prepped for her new show. We got some great subject matter she's going to cover on the new show as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to have Mark Dilmay on, and we're going to learn more about him.
All right.
We'll be right back.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street.
Ow, yeah.
She likes the boys in the band.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women, too. In fact, VIP is so good, you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to VeryIntensePleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. VeryIntensePleasure.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A couple things I want to mention. First of all, today is Randy Roach's birthday. He's 52 years old. A cumulative happy birthday from the listeners of Superhuman Radio to you, Randy Roach. Also, Shaker Pro is giving away 18 free shaker bottles every single month for the next 6 months. And I got to tell you the truth. I'm really disappointed in the response of my audience to entering to win. 18 Shaker Pro bottles a month are given away. I mean, you have over 100 chances to win. I think it's like 118 chances to win a Shaker Pro bottle just by entering once. And I know people, I mean, we had 22,000 responders to the Kodiak cream-free sample. I'm asking people to support Shaker Pro by entering to win a free Shaker Pro bottle. They're a sponsor of the show. Show them some love, man. That's all I can say. Okay. You want to introduce our next guest, our guest today?
You can.
Okay. Our guest today is Mark Dami. He is a fan of the show. He is a true physical culturist. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks for. And by the way, I am under the impression that you made special arrangements just to be on the show today. Is that true?
Yeah, I did. Actually, the nature of my job, I don't have access to a telephone most of the day, so rather than try to risk not being able to make it, I just decided to take the day off, which was, you know, it didn't take much to get me to take off work. And also, I had a few other things to do, so this worked out great.
Yeah, very good. Very well. Thank you very much for doing that. First of all, you are a competitive bodybuilder, correct?
Yes.
You have an amazing physique. I've seen pictures of you on Facebook. How did you get involved in physical culture?
It's actually a few years. It's actually about, I've only been actually seriously lifting for about 5 years and involved in bodybuilding about 5 years. I actually spent about 20 to 21 years as a competitive cyclist. I raced road and mountain bikes at a fairly high level all over the Southwest, basically. Did a few triathlons, was somewhat of a runner. And I'd gotten to the point where I'd taken it to such a level that to progress any further, it was almost going to have to become a full-time deal. And I was already spending, you know, 20 to 25 hours a week on the bike and training in the gym. And I just kind of got to that point where I had to decide to either, you know, go all the way with it or I needed to probably just back off. And I was actually working night shift, and a friend of mine was I was working with, he had competed as a bodybuilder, and I was kind of telling him that same story about, you know, I needed something new. I was looking for, you know, I'm just competitive. I always like to have a goal. So he convinced me that, hey, you know, at the time I had a decent physique. I just wasn't that muscular, but I was really lean, had good legs, of course, from cycling. And he said, there's a bodybuilding show in about 6 months. You ought to give it a try. And I thought, you know. So I went home and, you know, kind of told my wife, and, you know, she kind of looked at me like I was crazy because she couldn't imagine me on stage in front of a bunch of people in a, you know, tiny...
Sporting a banana hammock, as Elisa likes to call it.
Yeah, and, you know, to be honest with you, Carl, right now, that's, as far as bodybuilding goes, to me, the diet, the training, the cardio, everything, that's a piece of cake. It's getting up on stage in that little piece of cloth. It's... That's the tough thing.
Yeah, no, I know. It is. For everybody, it's tough. Not everybody. Some people are natural exhibitionists. They would gladly be up there naked if they could. So.
That's true. But anyway, back to that, I decided, hey, I'm going to go ahead and give this a shot, the bodybuilding. So I spent, you know, a few months training, tried to build as much muscle as I could. I started, believe it, I was at about 145 pounds. 6 months, I got myself up to about 154 is what I weighed in for the first show. Finished second in it.
How tall are you, Mark? How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay, cool.
So, and then I was pretty happy with that. You know, it was an NPC show, and I thought, that's pretty good. There was another one a couple months later. I went ahead and did it, and about the same weight, and I actually won the class and won the overall at about 154 pounds. So I thought, hey, maybe I can do this, so... It just kind of took off from there. So, I mean, I started 145-ish pounds, and, I mean, today I was about 187.
Wow.
In about the
Dude.
Same conditioning, so.
Now, is your wife also interested in physical culture as a result of your endeavors?
Well, actually, she's probably been involved in it a little bit longer than I have. She's been in the fitness business for a little over 20 years. She's been working in gyms and taught aerobics, and I mean, she's been through every aerobics phase from the, you know, that in the past 20 years, and she's actually a runner. She's completed half a dozen or so marathons over the last few years, and actually we own a yoga and Pilates studio, and that's kind of her passion now. And
where is it?
Her full-time job.
Where is it?
It's here in our hometown in Amarillo, Texas. It's Flow Yoga and Pilates of Amarillo.
Wow, that is cool.
So yeah, it kind of it the
isn't
you know,
isn't
whole...
the isn't the big Texan restaurant in Amarillo?
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to come up. Yeah, it is.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever eaten the whole steak?
No, you know, Carl. To be honest, I've lived here most of my life, and I think I've only eaten there once.
I've actually eaten at the Big Texan three different times traveling across, well, twice traveling across country, and one time I was in Amarillo on business. I've never tried it, but you know what the thing I find most interesting, as you probably know, when you stand in line to go get seated, more women have succeeded at eating, what is it? Is it a 64 ounce or 100 something?
72 ounces.
But you got to eat it. It's a 72 ounce steak,
right.
A baked potato, and a side of vegetables, and you
right.
have to eat everything on your plate, and you get it for free.
Right. And you have to do it in an hour.
In an hour. And and there's I forget how many hundreds of women have done it and succeeded at it, and only I don't know, 86 guys have attempted it and they succeeded. It's like, the first time I saw that, I thought, this can't be right.
Well, that's interesting.
I know. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, so... That's pretty cool. So she's actually been in it for a long time. That makes it a little bit easier for you to pursue your passion.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention that. I also work as a person. We have another business, Peak Fitness Personal Training, here in Amarillo, and I actually operate as a contract trainer with a Gold's Gym. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest battles as a trainer that I come across with clients is, you know, I have the person that comes to me and wants to make the changes, but yet they're not getting the support or the help at home. And, you know, for me personally, it just makes it so much easier knowing we're on the same page because she's eating.
You know what? People get divorced when one person finds fitness and the other person doesn't. It happens. It drives wedges in families and everything.
Yeah,
Tell me about what's going on with your blog. You actually blog on behalf of Quest Protein Bars. How did that come about?
Right. You know, Carl, I first heard about Quest Protein was actually Dave Palumbo on his show.
Right.
And I know how Dave is with his food, and if he was just raving about something, I knew it had to be good.
Right.
And then I heard you talking about it, and same with you. I know how you feel about most protein bars, and I thought, you know, there's got to be something to this. So I looked at their website, and I ordered some, and just, I mean, they're great. And my wife loves them. I love them. You know, the kids eat them.
What's the most you've ever eaten in a day?
Oh, probably. We were traveling here recently. We were in Arizona, and our food choices were pretty limited. I pretty much lived on, I bet I ate between 6 and 8 a couple days.
I do that all the time, man. Yeah. Elise is laughing because I ate 8 the other day, like just the time I was in the studio. I ate 4 before I went on the air, 4 after I went on the air.
Hey, Mark, have you tried the new flavors yet?
Yeah, you know, before they came out, one of the people from Quest that I deal with sent me a box of, you know, the prototypes in the plain silver wrapper.
Right.
That's
right.
What we got.
I just could not believe how good they are.
So do you have a favorite new flavor?
Yeah, I think it's got to be the apple pie.
Oh, that's my favorite. I love that. Yeah. I put it in the microwave for 10 seconds, and it's so good.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, what I first tried or what, but really, I always go back to the vanilla almond.
Me too.
And
that's,
I think,
so
part
funny
of it too, I like it with, it's got, you know, a little bit higher fat content, and, it, you know, if I want to, you know, like, throw it in to replace it, you know, if I'm going to have to replace a meal or eat on the run, it just seems to stay with me a little better.
I to this day, there's 2 boxes of vanilla almond in the studio right now. I'll probably go through them in the next couple of days. I like the apple. I also like the berry. I think the mixed berry is delicious too.
I do too. I actually just, I told you I just came here from an appointment and I ate a berry in the car on the way back here.
Now you eat those even when you're cutting, don't you?
Yeah, I did. You know, actually, the shows I did early in the spring, one in late March and one in mid-April, was the first time. And, I used them pretty much all the way up until the very end, you know, and it's always been, you know, kind of bodybuilding lore, legend, or, you know, actually there's a lot of truth to it considering what's in most protein bars, but that they just, there was no place in a contest diet or to get, you know, super lean with using protein bars. But with these, I mean, just flip it over, look at the ingredients, and I mean, there's nothing, absolutely.
Well,
nothing.
And I was just going to say to you, one of the reasons is because I learned this from Dr. Connolly. Most protein bars lie about the label claims,
mm-hmm.
and then not until they get caught. The attitude of most protein bars is, look, we're going to put more sugar in here than we say. We're not going to put as much protein as we say. We're going to make sure the bar tastes delicious. We'll go like that for a few years, build our financial war chest. Then when we get caught, we'll straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the reason, because what is said to be in the Quest protein bar is what's in the Quest protein bar.
Right.
And that's
you
it.
Know, and if, I mean, I, you know, I have some other, I just came from Europa, so I picked up, you know, I got a bunch of samples. You know, I'm not going to mention names or anything,
right.
But I was just the other day, I was looking at just the ingredient list on a couple of the bars that I picked up there and what's on the Quest. And I mean, they can't even hardly put the print on the back of the wrapper of their bar. There's so many ingredients in their bar, and then you look at Quest, and you know it's got, you know, 5, 6, 7 ingredients. I mean, and they're all something. The key to me is I can look at every one of those ingredients, and for one, I would probably eat every one of them on their own if I needed to or wanted to. And two, I mean, I know exactly what each one of them is, what each one of them does, why it's in there, and you know, it just, to me, it just about adds up to almost a perfect, you know, meal as far as the protein, the fiber content. You're not going to find, you know, 14, 15 grams of fiber in any other protein bar unless it's actually a fiber bar.
Right.
And, you know, then it's not going to have the high quality protein, the high quality fats from almonds. It just, you know, and, you know, I think I'd mentioned to Elisa in some of our communications, you know, before I came upon Quest, a lot of my on-the-go, quick, you know, meals or snacks or whatever you want to refer to, it was actually whey isolate and, you know, an ounce or two of almonds. And, you know, here I'm getting it all in one nice, neat, convenient package that I can travel with and throw in a bag or don't need water. It's great.
Yeah.
Mark, I wanted to ask you about your gardening venture.
Yes.
I've seen your pictures on Facebook, and I saw the one you posted this morning with your kids and the watermelon.
Yeah.
Did you just start your gardening after we did the gardening show? Or
exactly. I listened to that. You know, me and my wife years ago had had a garden at another place we lived, and we've moved out here a few years ago, and we just haven't really gotten around to it. And, yeah, I listened to the gardening show and came home that night and told my wife, I said, you know, the kids, they've asked for one in the past, and we just, you know, something always came up and we didn't do it. And I told her, I said, hey, let's do a garden. And luckily, you know, just like Brooks on the gardening show explained, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be pretty. Actually, I had some materials, some concrete blocks left over from when we actually built our house, and they were just, you know, laying out on the property. And I thought, you know, if I stacked a couple of those up and made the barrier walls with it, I used Brooks's soil recipe, you know, his mixture of vermiculite and peat moss and, mm-hmm. and soil, and filled them, and we planted. And I mean, it's growing like crazy now.
That picture of the watermelon, that was a pretty watermelon.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, we actually, the kids were just dying, and, you know, I didn't know how far to take it, so we actually cut it this morning. So we're probably going to give it a sample sometime today or this evening.
Very
they couldn't
cool.
wait, you know, and I just, we have some wildlife around here, and I think, you know, I don't know if a deer or something or if,
what I'm?
You know, I hate to.
Oh, what? Went potty on it, you mean?
Well, I don't know, you know, I know they'll eat people's shrubs and hedges. And,
right.
You know, I worried about it, and we didn't really put up a barrier against that around our garden.
Well, they will come. Deers came and ate Elise's sunflower just when it was doing well.
Yeah, I posted the picture of it on Facebook. It ate my sunflowers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, we've got a lot of deer around here that I'll find them wandering around the neighborhood.
Hey, venison is great meat, man.
Yeah.
Pull out that game master, that Remington game master, and sit on the back porch there and wait for one to come up. That's all.
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with doing that. You know, people who are against hunting, I love people who are against hunting, but then they'll go out at McDonald's and have it. Well, McDonald's is a bad choice because there's really not a lot of beef in that, but they'll eat a hamburger.
You bet. Yeah. But no, great thing about the garden is, you know, we really just let the kids kind of take it on as their project. You know, I did, you know, the, you know, what labor I needed to do, and they helped me fill the dirt and mix the soil and, you know, haul the bags of soil around the house to fill it up. And, you know, they planted, and it's just, you know, they really kind of take it upon themselves. And, you know, being they're out of school for the summer, every morning they go out, they water it, take care of it, look at what's growing. And
that's,
you know,
cool. That's cool. You know what? You gave them a gift that they'll carry on later on in life.
Yeah, you know, I hope so.
They will. They may not. Don't get me wrong. It's not like when they're in college, they're going to go have a garden. They may.
Right.
But, you know, when they get older and they get their own mm-hmm. place, they're going to think, you remember that garden we had with Dad? Yeah, we should do that. Let's have a garden. And they're going to have a garden. And it's going to be even more important to them than it is to us, because food is just getting worse. Now with this new preservative that makes food last forever, we were just talking about in the beginning of the show, food is just going to get worse and worse. There's no doubt about it.
You know, what we've gathered out of is just unbelievable. You know, the difference in taste of a zucchini from there is one from the grocery store, or a cucumber, or it's just, you know, amazing. And another thing about it, I mean, my kids, they'll eat vegetables, but whenever something comes out of that garden, I mean, that's what they want that night. They want to eat it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mark, does your wife ever listen to the show?
Yeah, she does. Actually, we travel quite a bit. She, you know, we own the studio here. She also is a master trainer for a national yoga certifying organization or company.
Right.
And called Yoga Fit. So she travels the country putting on certifications to certify other people to be yoga instructors.
Right.
So we travel quite a bit. And if it's, you know, Dallas or somewhere here, we usually drive. And that's what I'll usually do. I'll save up, you know, 7 or 8 hours worth of podcasts and download them, and we'll listen to them. And, she enjoys it.
Listen, I want to thank you for listening to the show. You also contribute a lot. You post a lot of things on Facebook for us. And you know, you're carrying the torch by exposing your children to this as well. Your children are very, very lucky to have a mom and dad who both embrace physical culture, and the things that they're learning by just watching you. You know how it is, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do what your parents told you to do. You did what they did.
Right.
And they're watching you and your wife
and they're going to be healthier, and they're going to have healthier children. I mean, you're giving them an amazing legacy right now. And I know it's just day-to-day life that for you, mm-hmm. but it's a lot different than most people out there are doing right. for their kids. You know what I mean?
I hope so. And, you know, I see it in action now. We've never, they eat well. I would say they eat better than probably 95% of the kids in the country at their
right,
age.
Right.
But we don't really force it upon them. They're kids. You know, I know they need, or they don't need, but they're going to have their, their little junk meals here and there, and we allow it on a special, to them it's a special occasion to
right.
go to get a fast food hamburger. It's not a everyday deal. And I posted a picture of my kid's supper last night, and I got several humorous comments because I came home from the gym. I'd worked out, trained a client, came home. I said, hey, kids, what do you want for supper? And they wanted baked tilapia, steamed broccoli, and just a plain baked potato.
Wow. And they asked for that specifically.
And they asked for that. That's, people think I'm some kind of food Nazi and, probably force feed my kids, egg whites and oats and, everything that I need to eat. But, I'm telling the honest truth. They actually, they ask for healthy foods. And, they're aware. I was talking to a guy at work. I'll make this quick. I know we're probably running short, but I think the difference in my kids and a lot of kids are they do eat their junk food things here and there, and they do, they're not perfect. They don't, we allow that to a point. But the difference in them and most kids is they know the difference. They know when they're eating
right.
a ding-dong that's not good food.
Right.
It's a treat. Whereas right. I think kids who are fed that stuff from day one for most meals of the day and at school and at home, they don't know the difference. They don't know that McDonald's isn't a healthy meal.
Yeah.
They don't, and that's what I really like is because they can both, at 9 and 11 years old, read a nutrition label. They can compare foods and know, make the better choices, and they know the difference between good and bad. They may not always make the good choice, but they know there is a difference.
Yeah. Do me a favor. We're coming to you. Do you want to? Okay. We're coming to the end of the interview. Plug your gym, your wife's facility, and so on again.
Okay, yeah, her studio is Flow Yoga and Pilates of Amarillo. It's in Amarillo, Texas, and she has group classes, conducts a lot of private Pilates classes, and it's probably the best equipped, and I would, as far as the quality of training, it's as good as you're going to get anywhere. It's simply outstanding. We modeled it on some other places we'd seen and made sure we did it right. But, that's Flow Yoga and Pilates here in Amarillo.
And you're a personal trainer where?
I train out of a Gold's Gym here in Amarillo for our company is Peak Fitness Personal Training.
And how do people reach Peak Fitness Personal Training?
They can get a hold of me at area code 806-690-5912.
There you go. Listen. Thanks so much for making time to come on the show today, man.
You bet, Carl. It was a pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Mark. It's nice
Thanks,
talking
Lisa.
With you.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with the rest of the dialogue related to Supreme Radio. We got a lot of nutritional idiocy to rant about here today, so we'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, Carl, McDonald's is at it again.
Oh, what are they doing now? You know what? I'm afraid to ask when you say McDonald's.
Well, they're rolling out a new Smurf the Earth campaign. It's a new marketing campaign that's tied to the release of the Smurf movie.
Okay. All right. Well, they've done that before. They always get, you know, cars. They did a little car thing. What are they doing now?
Well, they're encouraging their little customers to be a friend of the environment all the while scarfing down fast food.
Oh, okay. What, they want the kids to poop and use their poop for fertilizer now or something?
No, for each Happy Meal that a child purchases or that their parent purchases.
Right.
With apple dippers instead of French fries.
Okay.
They'll get a digital code. And with that code, when they scan it into their mobile phone.
Right.
Keep America Beautiful will plant a tree in the U.S. National Forest.
Okay, so let me break this down for a second.
Okay.
Okay. When the kid buys the plastic packaged apples that have all the preservatives on it, that are pre-sliced and have all the preservatives on it so that they stay fresh, even though they've been sliced and packaged, right?
Right, in plastic.
Right, in plastic, okay. When they buy those and then proceed to eat those by dipping them in what is –
caramel sauce.
Yeah, which is high fructose corn syrup, caramel coloring, which we know is like bug shells, right? Carmine is in there and all that sort of stuff. So we know that when they're dipping their...
And the caramel coloring, by the way, is a carcinogen.
So and the high fructose corn syrup. It's all high fructose corn syrup, the caramel sauce, right?
Right, right, right.
So when they dip their artificial apples in their artificial sauce, all that caused cancer... they'll get a little code that they'll require a smartphone for, because my phone doesn't have a scanner. Well, you do. You have an iPhone. Yours probably has a scanner.
I'm still learning with it. I'm sure it does.
Okay, so when they, so when this little person who doesn't have the money to buy this food in the first place, their parents do, eats the cancer-causing agents, and then the parent uses their smartphone to scan it. And think about this. What's going to happen when the kid goes, "Mommy, mommy, scan it so we can plant the tree"? Well, mommy's phone doesn't have a scanner. "Mommy, mommy, we can't plant a tree now." So now the mother and father have to go out and buy a smartphone so they can scan the stupid thing?
It says you scan it with a mobile phone, so I'm assuming.
My mobile phone doesn't have a scanner, and I got a pretty new phone.
Okay, so according to the McDonald's corporate office, McDonald's is committed to playing a positive role in children's well-being.
Right.
The Smurfs Happy Meal program delivers great quality food choices, fun toys, and engaging digital content that reinforces important environmental messages.
Yeah. So this is what – okay, that's all doublespeak for McDonald's wants to somehow align themselves with a good cause so people forget they're eating crap. That's what this is all about. McDonald's wants to align themselves with a notable, worthy cause so people forget – that McDonald's is killing people and poisoning them with their crap food. This is no different than the crack dealer going, "You know what? Every time we sell a bag of crack, we're going to take a dollar and we're going to donate it to the homeless shelter up the street. So don't put me out of business because I'm a crack dealer, because look, I'm helping the homeless shelter up the street." I mean, this is yet again, you know, nonsense. This is, and the truth is, far fewer trees are going to be planted than the illusionary value of this, because A, not everybody's going to have a scanner on their phone. B, they're going to lose the, I mean, it's all nonsense. It's just all BS. This is all nonsense. So McDonald's can say, "See, we're giving back. We're forcing kids to eat healthy. We're getting them to eat the the aluminum dioxide coated apples with the high fructose corn syrup cancer causing dip instead of the French fries."
Okay, so while we're on the subject of fast food, Burger King is now introducing a new marketing campaign as well.
Right.
And they're doing away with the creepy King character that they
use. Yeah, he is creepy. It's the truth.
And they're going to refocus on their all-but-forgotten customer, the mom. Mm. And the new ad campaign is set to air this weekend. Burger King is going to roll out the California Whopper. And it's made with guacamole.
So that's
supposed
it.
To be.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes.
So guacamole makes them good. Okay. So now, and women love guacamole. Everybody knows that women fantasize about guacamole all the time.
Well, what they're trying to do is show that they're going to use fresh ingredients, and they're going to, in the commercial, everything's fresh and they're being washed and sliced and diced, and there's no words. It's just pulsating music in the commercial.
Yeah. Look, okay, Burger King, I'm going to give you a hint. If you want to really get women to start eating hamburgers, coat them with chocolate. Okay? That's it.
Well, their president, he's the president of their consulting firm, says that they're calling it the Whole Foods effect.
Yeah, the Whole Foods effect, right. In other words, it's fresh. Oh, come and eat it. It's fresh. Just everything in here is fresh. We're covering this fecal matter encrusted meat with a fresh piece of avocado now.
Yeah, well, evidently that's a new marketing campaign for lots of fast food. You know, Subway, they made millions saying that their food was fresh.
Yeah.
But don't forget they put, plant food in their...
Yeah, fertilizer.
In their whole grain bread to make it brown.
Right, to make it look like whole grain, because there really isn't any whole grain in it.
Right.
Anybody who eats fast food, you want to help the earth, plant a tree yourself. Plant your own garden. You'll be helping the earth, like Mark Domey did with and his family did. Don't go to McDonald's and buy a hamburger so you can plant a tree. And don't buy Burger King because it comes with guacamole. Go get guacamole and eat it by itself with something healthy. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you know what the worst part is? We just did a show about school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of these schools now use outside services like Domino's Pizza and Subway to serve to their children, because they give the kids an opportunity to get a fast food item instead of just a school lunch.
Right. Well, I think the key there is just to send your kids to school with a lunchbox and pack their lunch for them. Don't you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what are some good tips for packing lunch for kids?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday, actually, to send the less processed meats, like, you know, make your own turkey or chicken.
Cut a chicken breast into strips and make your own chicken fingers.
Right, right. Or you know, if you want to send, like, you can make a wrap with a flour wrap and put the chicken inside it or the turkey and roll it up with some cheese, cream cheese, and make it look, you know, kind of interesting for the kid because they like interesting things, and cut it up into slices.
Yeah, so that it has that pinwheel look. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that circular look. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And, you know, cherry tomatoes, organic cherry tomatoes.
Right.
Celery sticks. And my niece and nephew, they love hummus.
Right.
You know, they love to dip the celery sticks in the hummus. They love coming to my house because I give them that.
Right.
And that's a lot healthier than the school lunches.
Right. And then also plastic, right? You're a big proponent of keeping plastic out of the lunchbox.
Right. Well, you know, it says instead of sending, don't send juice boxes with the kids, you know, get yourself a stainless steel container and send them with filtered water and put, you know, you can put lemons or limes in it and make it interesting. Or you can even put strawberries in it.
And you know what?
The strawberries will make it flavored.
Right.
I've even had water with cucumbers in it, and
that's
it tastes
the best,
good.
By the way.
And it tastes
that's
really fresh.
Yeah, I've had that too. You know what? And when your kids complain, look at them and say, the reason I'm doing this is because I love you more than those other kids' parents love them. Tell them that. Because mm-hmm. your kids are going to go, I don't want to eat this. I want to eat a McDonald's burger like everybody else.
Well, couldn't they make like almond butter and some fruit spread instead
right.
of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah, sure.
And I mean, that would taste good for a kid.
Yeah, that's a fun meal. So there you go. So do something right. Don't be pulled in by the ploy of McDonald's and Burger King. Prepare your children's food for them and send them to school with their own lunches and tell them it's because you love them more than those other parents love their children. We have to take a quick commercial break to stay on track here, Elisa. Can we?
Sure.
Okay. And when we come back, we have more good stories for you. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Come on. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3444. 4473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
What song is it for this?
I think it's a combination of several songs.
A band that I love, Outkast, and Queen.
Oh, okay.
Singing, we will rock you. We were singing last night at the Lady Antebellum concert, weren't we?
We were. And I was able to dance because I had Band-Aids on my blisters from the first aid section.
Yeah, I know. All right, so the FDA is at it again, aren't they?
And so is Monsanto.
Well, we know that there is an incestuous relationship between Monsanto and the FDA, and it's actually getting cloudier and cloudier now, right?
It is. On Tuesday, the FDA announced that Michael Taylor, who is a former Monsanto executive, joined the agency as the senior advisor to the commissioner. I stayed out too late last night. I can't talk. So he's the senior advisor to the commissioner.
Now tell the story about this Michael Taylor. He started out as an attorney for a lobbying group, right, that represented Monsanto. He started out as an attorney for the FDA.
He started out as an attorney who began his revolving door adventures as counsel to the FDA.
Yeah, okay, right, okay.
He then moved to a private sector law firm who represented Monsanto.
Right.
In 1991, he returned to the FDA as deputy commissioner for policy, where he was part of the team that issued the agency's decidedly industry-friendly policy on food biotechnology that approved the use of Monsanto's genetically engineered growth hormone in dairy cows.
The RBH, which caused so many problems and had to be abandoned by Monsanto because of the public outcry against these growth hormones in milk. So, I mean, why this guy? So, in other words, with this guy.
Well, there's more. In 1994, he moved to the USDA to become administrator of its Food Safety and Inspection Service.
Right. Now, wait. He's the one in charge of food safety inspection. He's also the guy that got that pioneered the move to get the growth hormone put into the milk.
Into the milk, yes.
Right. So, you want him. I mean, you know what he's going to think? He's going to think bison is the greatest thing in the world. He wants to put it in all the food. I mean, this guy's an idiot. He's just a typical bureaucrat.
In 1998, he joined Monsanto as vice president for public policy. So he's been to Monsanto until now, when now he's going to the FDA.
Back to the FDA.
Yes.
So he goes back and forth between the FDA and Monsanto, the FDA and Monsanto, the FDA and Monsanto, all the while promoting Monsanto's agenda. I mean, come on. Why doesn't he get cancer? Why doesn't a guy like this get cancer? I mean, I know I'm probably sounding very mean-spirited, but why doesn't a guy, because you know what? If this guy got cancer when he had a fight for his life, he'd think to himself, oh my God, it's what I've eaten. What have I done to this country? How did I destroy so many lives? Now it's getting me too now. I mean, why doesn't this guy get sick? He's making a lot of other people sick with his choices in profession.
He is. That's true.
Oh, my God. Okay. So the FDA is at it again. More collusion between the FDA and Monsanto. It continues to go on. His name is David Taylor?
No, it's Michael Taylor.
Michael Taylor. Everybody needs to chant, Michael Taylor, please die.
Well,
we all chant that Michael Taylor, please die at the same time. I think we might be able to get it to happen.
It says, given Taylor's new status with the new guidelines released by the White House Food Safety working on Tuesday, it will likely serve as a kind of blueprint for the Obama FDA food oversight.
Yeah, there you go. We want Obama to be involved in the food oversight, too, because Michelle Obama knows that fat is dangerous for you. She is as Pam Colleen pointed out, she has the low-fat agenda.
Yes.
You know what? This is just, they shouldn't be telling us what to eat in the first place. You know what? In a country where they still allow and condone cigarette smoking, and the government makes money on tax dollars for cigarette smoking, here they are telling us what we can eat and how we can eat and screwing with our food. Which brings us to the next story. The whiny, whiny little, I'm sorry, I gotta say it, biatches that make tobacco products, these little whiny, whiny little rat scallions, they're all upset because they're going to have to put these vulgar pictures on cigarette packs that are going to scare people away from smoking.
Tuesday was a big day. On Tuesday, four of the five largest U.S. tobacco companies sued the federal government, saying that the warnings violate their free speech rights.
Free speech. Free speech. They're companies. This isn't about free speech. They're killing people. 400,000 people a year die from tobacco products. When are we going to get wise and put the tobacco companies out of business? And you know what? Every year, new tobacco smokers join the ranks of the Walking Dead.
I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Why?
Oh, my aunt's in the
hospital.
Aunt
Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was a long-time smoker,
and she's just been diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah. Of the
lungs.
Bingo. I mean, you know what? I'm sorry. But the tobacco industry needs to be put down like a rabid dog. Take it out in the backyard. You say a prayer over it. You blow its brains out. You're done.
Let me read what the companies wrote in their lawsuit. Never before in the United States have producers of a lawful product,
right,
been required to use their own packaging and advertising to convey an emotionally charged government message urging adult consumers to shun their products.
Well, you know what I say? I say, tobacco industry, shut your trap and feel fortunate that this government is so corrupt that they continue to let you sell those products. You know what?
But yet we can't sell raw milk.
Raw milk they'll put you out of business for, but the government condones the use of tobacco products knowing that 400,000 deaths a year occur from it. That is complete and utter corruption. So the tobacco industry should count your blessings that all you have to do is put pictures of dead bodies on your tobacco products. You'll probably attract more smokers as a result of it because kids love to challenge death every day. It's part of youth, right? So you know what? You'll probably get more cigarette smokers out of it because the vulgar pictures on the – what really should be done is the American government should stop chasing anabolic steroid and growth hormone use, should stop chasing farmers for selling raw milk, and should put all of their spine behind putting the tobacco industry out of business once and for all.
Now, did you see where one of the Major League Baseball players was
tested positive for growth hormone? Yeah, Anthony Roberts texted me, and I haven't read the text yet, but I'm going to have him back on the show next week because we just did this show.
Uh-huh.
They knew he was using growth hormone.
Okay.
Once again, they caught a guy that they knew was using growth hormone. It wasn't a random test. And he admitted that he was using growth hormone for his joint problem. So it's all propaganda. But anyway.
Well, anyway, so the FDA has refused to comment on this, saying that they don't discuss pending litigation.
About the tobacco industry.
Yes.
You know what? My God. You know what? Do you think that putting pictures of dead bodies on tobacco products are going to change people's minds about smoking? People who smoke are going to smoke. They know they're killing themselves. They don't care. So don't worry about it, Mr. Tobacco Company. But start worrying when the corruption is drained out of this government, which probably will never happen, lucky for you. But if the corruption is ever drained out of this government, the first thing that they should do is summarily put the tobacco industry out of business. That's it. And there's an easy way to do that. You make it a controlled substance, because that should be a controlled substance. It kills 400,000 people a year. And you make people go get a prescription if they already smoke from their doctors, and they have dispensaries where they buy the tobacco, and no more new smokers. No more new smokers. And I know what they're going to say. Well, there'll be a black market for it then. Yeah, you know what? And then use all of the government's effort that they use to put raw milk guys out of business to chase the black market tobacco products. And that's it. Everybody's happy. The government agents get to apprehend criminals, and no more new smokers. That's it. Or far fewer new smokers. Okay? Okay. So there you go. Now, what else do we have to talk about?
We wanted to talk about the malpractice lawsuit.
Yes.
While most U.S. physicians will face a malpractice lawsuit at some time in their career, there's a new study that shows that a vast majority of those suits will not result into a payment to the plaintiff.
Do you think that that's because we're such a litigious country that a lot of the malpractice lawsuits have no merit, or you think it's because the insurance companies are so good at squashing people's opportunities to finally get even for the things that have been done to them?
Probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
You think?
I don't know. You have a friend that actually represents doctors in malpractice lawsuits.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Does this person always win when this person goes to court?
No, I think they win a lot, yes. Yeah. I can't tell you the percentage because I don't know that. I could ask her.
Yeah.
But I think they do win quite often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. So even if you are, you know, a victim of death by doctor, the chances of your family ever getting paid.
Remember last week we talked about the doctors are the number one killers in the U.S.
You would think there would be more malpractice lawsuits, if anything. But the problem is, like my dad, I know that the 11 medications they had him on at the end of his life sped up the end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I fight that lawsuit? They would say, well, he was 87 years old. He was going to die anyway. He had all these other illnesses. How do I say, well, yeah, but the 11 medications destroyed his liver and kidneys, and that's why he died?
In this article, it says during each year of the study period, 7.4% of all physicians had a claim filed against them, but only 1.6% made a malpractice payment.
Yeah. So the takeaway is trying to get paid for the damages done by your doctor are rare.
The specialties with the highest risk of a claim were neurosurgery, thoracic and cardiovascular surgery, and general surgery. The lowest risks were seen in family medicine, pediatrics, and psychiatry.
Yeah. And guess who's a thoracic surgeon?
Who?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Yeah. So I'm sure he's destroyed a couple people in his travels with his approach to surgery. If his approach to surgery is anything like his television show, he's probably killed quite a few people. Be interesting to find. I'd love to find out. I would love, if anybody out there wants to do an investigative report and get on the show, dig into the Wizard of Oz's background, because it's all public record, and find out about his practice and find out about how many people have died as a result of his surgeries that he always brags about. He always loves to say to the people in the audience, you know, when I'm cracking open someone's chest, you know, for drama, like, you know, he's just, I'm a surgeon. I'm a surgeon. Now, I wonder how many people have died at his hand. Be interesting to find out.
That would be interesting to
But then
find
again,
out.
Maybe he doesn't really practice. Maybe he's one of those doctors that really never, you know, maybe he did three surgeries.
Well, when he used to be on Oprah, he would come with his scrubs on and say that he just came from surgery.
Oh, what a pandering little twerp. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So anyway, that's my two cents there. What else we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, we have several things, but I think we're at the end of the show.
So you want to just cover them? We covered everything that we said we're going to cover, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we have more for next week than that.
We
all.
Do. And Dr. Andrew, I know you wanted us to talk about the television. So the study that you posted on Facebook, we'll talk about that next week.
Okay. There you go. We promise we will do that. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to Casual Friday today. Thanks to Mark Dami for coming on the show and sharing some of his personal information with us. And thank you, Lisa Profumo, for all the hard work you put into this show.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thanks for dancing with me at Lady Antebellum last night. All right, we'll see everybody next week with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of